Yisrael Klal means about goyim just means the goyim has no chashivas. But Klal Yisrael Taka means something. We have Allah Zerami. He has to quote through a question like this. Here one pasuk says, "Toiv Hashem laKol." Hashem is good to everybody. Not sure we say it. But still another pasuk says, "Toiv Hashem laKovei." Hashem is only good to the people that have hope, that are miyachal, that are hoping for Hashem, have betochen Hashem. He answered back, "Moshul Yodim Sheish LaParde." The person has an orchard. Kishumashke, when he turns on the sprinklers, mashkes kula, he sprinkles the whole field. But kishuoider, when he has to take special care, Rashi soider means choifer, when he has to dig and take special care of the field, where does he plant? Where does he oider? Where does he plow? And oider ela toivim shebem, he only goes to the good trees. That's what he works on. But the bad trees he leaves alone. Here also true, Hashem is good to everybody, everybody is alive. But the special people, the Kaveh Hashem, people that B'tochen trust, the hope, B'tochen Hashem, Hashem takes extra special care of. Yekakakosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, Zom Tovim V'roim, Hashem sustains everybody. HaKoyel B'dibarecho Ad Mamali Eskol Olam Kulay, Tovim V'shakol Shaloi, HaVagashabola Hoigim, and Hashem wants to protect us from the Pronius, that only to the Kaveh Hashem. Then it says, "Va'lefika kolechav yechod." Everybody's trying to say, "Beshvili nivroilam." Va'yavur harino the machne. There was a joy in the machne. Omale ravacha bachanina. The ibud rishoyim rina. When the rishoyim are destroyed, there's rina that's happy to simcha. The ibud achav ben imri rina. When achav ben imri was killed, he was a rasha, so there was rina. For the Gemara, is this true? Ni chodi kutshu brichu from a philosopher shor rishoyim. Is it true that Hashem is happy when rishoyim have the fool? Is this true? Hoksiv, the pasuk says, "Betzais lufonai hachalitz v'yorim hoyu Hashem kilolam chazdoi." Rashi, betzais lufonai hachalitz v'yoshafet siv kishiyosu lochem v'yamoinim shebo olov. When they went to fight, it's like this: v'yorim hoyu Hashem kitoy. Rashi, mashma kitoy v'yedov hoyu besimcha. Now v'yomer Rabbi Yechonon. If they malo nemer by dozu kitoy, how come it doesn't say over here kitoy? By but I do it doesn't say kitoy. Lefi shena kodesh baruch hu sameach b'mafalos and shorishoyim. Hashem is not happy when Yishoyim are killed. The Yomer Shmuel ben Nachman, Yomer Rabbi Yonasan, my deceiv. What does the pasuk say by Kriyas Yamsuf? For like korav ze el ze kol alaylam. That whole night the Mitzrayim and Klai Yisrael didn't come together. That means like this: the Yisrael show at that time b'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, Dikshu Malchei Hashoros Loim Meshiluf Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Malchei Hashoros wanted to sing to Hashem, "Hey Baruch Hashem, Hashem is saving Klai Yisrael, and He's about to kill out the Mitzrayim." With a tremendous simcha, so Malchei Hashoros wanted to go now and sing, say Haloch Veisay Shiva to Hashem. Oh, Malena Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said back, "No, Ma'ase Yodai Tovim B'Yam." They're my creations. Hashem created the Mitzrayim. My siyoda, my work, Tevim B'yam, is now being sunk in the Yam. The Yatamimim Shira Lafona. You want to say Shira in front of me? Hashem didn't take the Shira. So here you see, B'shas, at least B'shas, the Mapalosan, that's not as man to say Shira. Even though Lamaisa, we say Shira, Pesach by night, we say Shira, and even Kriyas Yamsuf also we say. But the Pshat is art. Well, that's more serious. All right. What? Let's see. Omer Rabbi Yosef Chanina, who ain't a sus? Like you were saying, the Pshat is the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not happy. Avlacherim Asis, but other people could be happy. Klai Yisrael has the right to be happy. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself has here the Malachim wanted to say Shira in front of Hashem, in front of Hashem directly, then he did not want to accept it. And Dekanan, I bring a proof of this also. Dekanami, the pasuk says, Yosis, the like says Yesus, Shema Mina. Rashi says, Kein Yosis Hashem Alechem Lahavid. Yosef Acherim Sanechim, other people will be happy, but not HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. See, for that's a terrorist. But Bechlal, about what we do, his Shira now, people say it's only B'shas the Mapolo, like B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim alone. At that time they couldn't say Shira. But Lamarshal, yeah. After they came out, right away they said Oz Yashir. They did sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The B'shas is B'shas the Mitzrayim was drowning itself. At that time, that's when the Malachim wanted to say Shira to Hashem. Hashem said, no, right now that my siyada is drowning, now's not a time to say. But later, afterwards, is a time to say. Klai Yisrael did say Dios Yoshe. The Morris of Mashm here, though, B'shastam Apollo, they did have Rina. So Morin says, It means other people have rina. Klai Yisrael has rina. But by Kodesh Baruch himself, he has a little bit tsar that he has to kill out somebody that he himself created. Now the pasuk says, V'hazoynois rochetzu. And the zoynois are washing himself. Rashi says, B'achav ksiv b'misosai. By his death, it says that the zoynois were washing there. So Omri Abloza, L'marek shtei chizyunois. It comes to Rekayim here right now, two dreams. I came to wash away now the two like dreams on the who that was said about him. Achas shel Michiyahu, the achas shel Elio. What are these two things? The Michiyahu, so the pasuk says, "Im shayv toshu v'shalom ledibur Hashem." If you return in shalom, Hashem did not speak, as if to say, "You'll be killed out. You won't return in shalom." And so therefore, now he was dying. V'liyoksiv. That's where you'll also be killed. That you also will not return, you'll be killed, Achav will be killed. Rava says, no, Zoynos Mamish, that it was Mamish Zoynos that were there. What does that mean? Achav Ish Mitzoynin Hoya. Achav was an Ish Mitzoynin, means he used to be aroused by Zoynos. The Yosef Eloi Yizevel, Yizevel that was going to kill or fight Achav, he made shtei tzurei zaynus for makavtoy. On this chariot, he had two pictures there of zaynus, of leidav, some undressed him, some zaynus he had there. Pictures. Kedei sheyiru oisoy, that Achav should see the pictures, the yishamim, and it'll become hot, and some he won't be able to fight so well. And that's the way he was able to kill him. So the kid said, that's the way he was able to kill Achav. Then it says, v'ish moshech v'kashto l'tumoy v'yakeh. A man pulled his keshes, pulled the bow, and a kid hit him. We have lazaima lefi tumai. So what? He got him off guard. Ravama letomim. No, he finished him off. Rash letomim is lahashtem, to finish him off. And shteiches yenis, to finish off the two dreams, that were the two nevuos that were said. Achav shemichov v'achav shel Elio. The word that Achav will not come back in peace, but Achav will be killed in this mechum. Then Simon Krov Zechor B'yedai. Siv, one pasuk says, Vayikra Achav Elo Vadyohu Asher Ola Bayis. V'yavadyohu Hoyu Yorei Hashem Yoyin. Says, Avadyohu Mashmi was a tzaddik. He was a Yorei Hashem. So Moriz Kasher, my comma, what is the pasuk saying here? My comma Krov, Rashi says, Ma'inyin Avadyohu Hoyu Yorei Eitzel Vayikra Achav. Like, what's it going to do? It says that Yikrachav Achav called. Then it says that Avijah was Yirei Hashem. What does that have to say it for? Omer of Yitzchak. Omalei. He said back like this. Listen. The Yaakov Tziv. By Yaakov it says, Nechashti by Yivorcheni Hashem Glolecho. That Yaakov tainted the choice with love and said, listen, all the brachas that you have was only because of me. And B'yosef the same thing. B'yosef Tziv by Yivorach. Yeah, but Yevorcheni Hashem Lelecha. Yeah, Hashem blessed me because of you. That goes on Yaakov. Because of Yaakov, he had a bracha. By Yevorach Hashem as Beis HaMitzri. Same thing, Beglau Yosef. That Hashem gave a bracha to the Beis HaMitzri because of Yosef, Beglau Yosef. Now, Beis HaDu Gavro Lehevi Mivrach. The house of Avidyo had no bracha there. If so, Shema Lo Yoro Lekim Ato. Maybe you're not a Yirei Lekim, because if you would be a Yirei Lekim, there would be a bracha around here. And Avidyo was in the house of Achav, so in that house there was no brachas. So he had timings against Avidyo. So Yotis of Basla, Basla came out and said, Yom said, no. For Avidyo, Hoyu Yoreas Hashem Yoyin. He himself does nothing wrong with. He was a big Yorei Hashem. Abu Beisr Shal Achav, Einoi Mezum in the bracha. It's Achav HaRosha. He does not deserve the brachas. That's why there are no brachas here, because of the bias of Achav. Oh, Marab Abba. God will shenema be about Yo, Yosef ma shenema be Avram. The apostle says the biggest shvach about Avid Yo here, more than it says about Avram. All right, I'll turn over. Yilu be Avram loitziv miyoyd. By Avram it doesn't say the word moyd. He was Yireel Hashem miyoyd. But uva Avid Yo, ksiv miyoyd. It says here, Yireel Hashem miyoyd. So the biggest shvach it says here, and it says about Avram. Rashi says about Avram ksiv. Yirela Kimato. And here it says Miyoit. So some learned the Pshat is that Avram, you don't have to say it. The Melu, you know it. Here it's the Chiddush, he was Yirela Kim. Rav Pashto Siddur says a bigger praise about Avod Yol than it's about Avram. Omer Rav Yitzchok, Mifnei Maz Zoche Avod Yol Nevius. How come he was Zoche to have Nevuah? Rashi says, Sharei Ger Hoya. He was a Ger. And the klal is, V'yein HaShchina Sharei Elo Al HaMiuchasim Shev Yisrael. Usually the Shechina is only upon a Miuchas in Kri Yisrael, not upon a Ger. It is still like the Pasuk says, Liyas L'chol Elokim L'zarecha Acharecha. It's only to a Zara, to a Zer of Yisrael is the Shechina. Not to a Ger. Falcom of a Yo was Eicha, Mifnei Shehechbi Meya Neviyim B'morah, because he hid 100 Neviyim in the cave. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Vehi bikaras Yisrael Nevi Hashem." When Yisrael came to kill off Nevi Hashem, Vikach of a Yo Meya Neviyim, Vichabem Chamishimish B'morah. He took 100. He saved 50 here, 50 there. So the schus there was Eicha to have Nevuah. Maishna Chamishimish. How come it says that 50 people? Rashi says, "Vehi kulam B'morah achas." Like how come he didn't put all 100 in one cave? He says he took 100, he put 50 in this cave, 50 in that cave. Why didn't he put all 100 in one cave? Omer Rav Lozo, mi Yaakov lamad, that Avad Yol learned that from Yaakov. She never says by him, for ho ya machana ha-nisha lefleito, the machana we left over will be saved. So Mashma Yaakov also divided up his troops into two. He also divided up into two. Rav Avu Omer, lefi shein mora machzekas yesim mechamishim. No, Poshet Geret, the caves were not that big, it could not hold more than 50 people. The apostle says, "Chazoin oivad Yehu, koy amar Hashem olakim liyedim." So, ma shino oivad Yehu liyedim. What does oivad Yehu have to do with Edim? That it says here Edim. Rashi says, "Ma shino oivad Yehu liyedim." When it's not a nevuah acheres, lama nichva loy lezu mishar neviim. Why is he special than other neviim? Omer, ma shino oivad Yehu. How come he said nevuah about Edim? What was he special to say nevuah about Edim? Of other shoyim. Of all other Neviim. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yovei Avad Yo Hadar Ben Shnei Rishoyim. We're taking Avad Yo, he himself lived between the Shnei Rishoyim. And V'lelome V'masayim, he did not learn from those dead actions. Rashi says, Achav V'Zevel. Avad Yo was between Achav and Izevel. He didn't learn dead. V'yinov, he should say, Nevu Aleis of HaRosha, upon Eish of HaRosha. That was the opposite. Shedar Ben Shnei Tzadikim, that Esav lived between two Tzadikim, he did not learn from the Masayim. Rashi said, Tzadikim or Yitzchak Rivka. His parents were big Tzadikim, Tzadikis. He did not learn from them. Therefore, Avad Yo was the right one to give Musa to say Nevuah about Esav HaRosha. Here the Gemara calls Esav HaRosha. Omer Ephraim Maksho Talmidoi Shrabi Meyo. That was his name, Ephraim Maksho. He asked this question. He was Yitzchak Rivka Shrabi Meyo. The Shumer Ramey, the name of Ramey is like this. Oivad Yol Ger Adoy Mihoya. Oivad Yol was a Ger, and before he came from Edoim. And therefore it's good why he said Nevu against Edoim. So I know the Yarmulich, that's what people say, Mineu Vo Abo Nezo Bonaga. Like from the forest itself, we get a hatchet, we get the handle for the hatchet. In other words, the hatchet cuts down the tree, and where did he get the handle of the hatchet from the tree itself? So the tree itself cuts down the tree. Here also, he came out from Edoim, and he himself says Nevuah, how are we going to wipe out Edoim? Same thing also, Vayachas Moyiv, Vayimodadim Bechevel, Hishka Voysamatza. They wiped out Moyiv, and they measured them, and put them down on the ground. This one by David, it says here. Vayachas David hit the Moyiv. So, Omer Reb Yechanan, Mishur Hashem Ben Yechoy, again, Hanul Yam Inshi, that's what people say, Mino Vei Abba, from the forest itself, Lezo Beinago, we're going to have the hatchet, the handle of the hatchet. In other words, David came out from Moyiv. So David was from Rus. Rus was from Moyiv. So David himself was the one to hit Moyiv. Like out of Moyiv came one to hit back Moyiv. He also revived me Omer. It's like this. Yerach, another lesson is Mitochai Mitharechet. The thigh from inside itself becomes circum, gets painful. That says Migufa Mitoch Uvya Hiskla Circum. You know where the fire becomes rotten away from inside of itself. Here also, he started to rot away Moyiv from David, came out from Moyiv. The Yikach has Bnei HaBechor. So he took his Bnei HaBechor, Ashayim Lechtach, and there'll be a king after him. Vayalei Oila. He brought him up from Oila, Alachayim, on the wall. So Rabbi Shmuel Kamachoykis, Rabbi Shmuel, Chadom L'Shem Shemayim. He had intention to do L'Shem Shemayim. He wanted to give his son, Mamash from Oila to Hashem. The Chadom L'Shem Avoy Dezara. He didn't mean to do it L'Shem Avoy Dezara. This time, the man, the Yom L'Shem Shemayim, he meant to L'Shem Shemayim. This is the apostle had. That's what the apostle says. But he kept up God of Yisrael that Hashem was very angry at him.
Like, what kind of business is this? You're bringing your son for an oila to Hashem. You don't do things like that.
El Laman Diyama. The same about the Zoro, Amayvi Ketzev. What was so bad about that?
I mean,
Amayvi Ketzev. The Mokh Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami. He asked a question like this. Chiv. One passage says, O Kimishpote HaGoyim Hashem Vaseichem Weyachisem. You did not do like the Mishpotim of the Goyim. Well, Chiv, it says, O Kimishpote HaGoyim Hashem Vaseichem Achisem. No, you did do like the Goyim do around you. The Torah says, Kimishukonim Fiyoist Shebehem Leachisim. Like the good ones of the Goyim, you did not do. But Kimikukolim Shebehem Achisim. Like the Mikukolim, the dead ones, that you did do. Rashi says, Kimikukolim Shebehem Leachisim. To my eglin, Melech Moyov, Shoyim Mechabed Es Hashem. He was a Goy, but he was Mechabed Hashem. Kisham Lo Eyud. Dvar Lo Kimli, I have a word of Hashem to you, so he stood up right away. Like that you do not do. But Kimikukolim Shebehem, the Goy, Nesha, Melech Moyov, Shikri Vanilla Avoy de Zorah. He brought his own son to Avoy de Zorah. That's what Kachoy Yisrael Oysim. Yesu Shoh Niskale Moise Yovan Shoy Regilam Kan Heim Boy. Now they remember that chet that the Goyim were doing and you're also doing right there. Pasuk says, Vayisam Yelo Vayeshu. They went away from them. Vayeshu Vlo to return to the Oretz. So Omar Rami, Omar Rebbe Chanina, Bar Papa. Yesu Shoh at that time, Yodo Rishayim Shoy Yisrael Madrega Tatoyna. The Rishayim from Chayusa went down to a low Madrega, went very low down. The Anara Yosad Miyot, Omer Bechanina, Bar Popa, Dayim Lohigia Lechatzi Yosri. It says this by David HaMelech, that they brought a Rishayim to her. So it says there that the Anara Yosad, she was very beautiful. Omer Bechanina, Bar Popa, Adayim Lohigia Lechatzi Yosri, Sosara. She did not even come to half of the beauty of Sarah. She said, Ad miyoid, or loy miyoid, to chlau. It just says here, Vanara yofa ad miyoid, ad mashm up until, for loy miyoid, to chlau. It says, Sarah said, by Sarah says, ki yofi miyoid. If a high craw, the avishag knocket, le medrash hocha mishum drosh liel, the darash miyoid, the sib of a jayu. If it says the word moid, he wrote the type of a drosh of miyoid. Because the passage 34 means, Shall Yodu, Yodu Rishayim Shaisol of the Madrid Tachayin means that Klai Yisrael got terrible punishment then. It says, Lelashu Moritz Rashitza. It says, Loritz Rashitza, Midloik Siv Learzum, Hogakoma, Leshiflus, I mean, they came down to very bad low Madrigas, means Shenigzra Lame Peronim. So they got terrible punishment. That was the prophet saying, Klai Yisrael now Yeshuv Loritz, and not Liatzachem means they went down to the low part and received terrible punishment. Let's just start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hayuboytin oisai b'sheva chakiros." By dinin the foshoyis, here we have the din. You need seven chakiros and seven bedikos. Hayuboytin oisai b'sheva chakiros, or just says hayuboytin the seven chakiros. What are they? The Yezer Shavua, we asked him, what year of Yovel are you in right now? The Yezer Shana, which year of Shemitah are you in? The Yezer Chodesh, what month did it take place? The two Eidim said they saw the way Reuben killed somebody. So the Bezin asked the Eidim, seven Chakiras, which month did it take place? The Kamal Chodesh, how many days in the month was it? The Yezer Yom, which day of the week was it? The Yezer Shor, what hour was the day? And then they asked him, Bezer Mokim, in which place did it take place? All these seven chakiras that Bezdin has asked every single aid that comes from the aidist by dinner in the Parshas. We have Yezi Yemino, not so much. We only have to ask Yezi Yom, which day did it take place? Yezi Shor, which hour of the day? And Yezi Mok, in which place? Because more than that, some of the what year of Yovel, might not be Mino, that can make a big difference. You have to ask practical talking. You have to ask practically which day and what hour and where to place. Then Makira Natimai, so we also ask the question. We ask the Eidim, do you know who was killed? Because if you do not know who was killed, maybe it was a guy that was killed. So the Jew kills the guy, he's not Chayiv Misa. Secondly, we ask them, hey, Tatum boy, you're the Eidim, did you give him Asura? Did you warn Reuven? If you didn't give him Asura, he's Potter. Then also, in the case of Oved Avodah Zarah, if you want to say Eidim, the Reuven worshipped Avodah Zarah, we ask the Eidim, Esmi Oved, which Avodah Zarah did he worship? Uvameh Oved, how did he worship it? The different ways of worshipping it. And the klal is called a mabed of dikos, a raise of meshubach. afterwards, all the bedikas, any other question Bezdin wants asked, to try and find the agent to contradict one another, to say the puzzle to the Reza Meshuvah. And Maisel Bodik Ben Zakai B'Ukse Tainim. It once happened that Ben Zakai checked out the agent, asked him, you know this fig tree, you were nearby, how would the Uksim there? It's a question. Uksim either means the sprouts, the shoots that come out, or also means the stem of the pears. And he asked him such questions like this to see if there'd be contradiction or not. All right, we'll stop here.
You're up to the fifth parak. Hoyu boitkin, up to daf mem, omer aleph.